Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. 71.
Talk Live. Welcome to the live Sunday edition of the program. That's right, we're here. We'll talk to you about whatever happens to be on your mind. Coming up, some pretty shocking opinions, I guess, Mark. I have not seen any of these yet, but you have some opinions from a website that you want to share with us about whether or not kids should be allowed to, children of various ages, young ages, should be allowed to be in a pool without adult supervision. Is that right?
Yes.
All right, so we'll get into that here in a little bit. But first, the latest on Liberland. Last night we saw the headline that there have been still more arrests. So it was Wednesday of this week when we had talked, when Dave Ridley was on the show, when there was a different story about some arrests. There have been multiple. I think we're up to like four sets of arrests now that I can recall talking about from people who are trying to settle this property called Liberland, trying to create their own country in between Croatia and Serbia. It's a 3-square-mile plot of land that is located in the near the Danube River.
Right.
And we've been following this fairly closely here on Free Talk Live. And one of our listeners, Neil, who is a Free State Project participant living in Manchester, he reached out, and I guess he knows one of the guys over in the Liberland Settlement Association. It actually happens to be the gentleman who was commenting in the press release that we read on the air this week. His name is Niklas Nikolaisen, and he is with us right now via Skype from where are you again, Niklas, over in Europe at the moment?
At the moment, I'm at the Liberland Settlement Association offices in Switzerland, and thank you for letting me on.
Excellent. Well, welcome to the program. It's a little late where you are right now. I imagine it's, what, about 1 a.m.?
Well, you know, creating a country is almost a 24/7 job, so I can't complain about the time.
So let's start at the beginning for our listeners who are new to Liberland. What is it? How would you describe it to people who have never heard anything about this before?
Well, Liberland is the world's newest country. It's a country that is being formed by a rather large group of libertarians that successfully have found a piece of terra nullius that is no man's land, a piece of land between Serbia and Croatia, which is unclaimed by either country. How else can I describe it than just that? That is what it is.
That's what terra nullius is. This is
unclaimed.
A little chunk of land that's between Croatia and Serbia that for whatever reason did not get claimed by either country when they were sort of hashing things out in peace treaties. So there it is, sort of gray between two colored splotches on the map. And why in the world shouldn't somebody be able to create a country in a spot that's unclaimed?
Well, according to both international and also common law, if something is unclaimed by anyone, well, you can claim it. Like a child walking around the beach who finds a beautiful stone, they can pick it up and they can put it in the pocket and can bring it home, and it's theirs.
And so you got involved at what point? Because there's the guy, and I'm sure I'm mispronouncing his last name, Vit Jedlicka.
Yeah, we're going to make sure we mispronounce everybody's name before we're done, okay?
How do you pronounce the president's name there over in Liberland?
That would be Jedlicka. Vit Jedlicka.
You don't pronounce the V in V-I-T?
We don't like VAT, so we are kind of opposed to taxes.
Right.
That's
okay.
A joke.
Gotcha. All right. So
Ian is going to obsess on these name pronunciations.
Well, I like to know how to pronounce things properly, Mark. Is there something wrong with that?
No.
I think it can be insulting if somebody tells you how to pronounce their name and then you keep botching it up.
You keep trying your best.
I'm going to mess up his name, though, but that's okay. We're not talking to him.
Just calling him Vit anyway. I mean, we're pretty informal.
We'll just call him the president.
President, but yeah.
So, wait, were you around when he decided to, you know, stake the claim? How many people were involved at that time, and when did you come in? Do you know?
No, originally, a friend of Vit in Prague, in the Czech Republic, discovered Liberland as a piece of no man's land. And when he talked about it with Witt, who was a is a libertarian Czech politician, Witt said, but we could create a country there. And he went along with two friends down the Danube and landed on the mainland side of Liberland. Liberland consists of an island and a mainland.
Oh, okay.
And he planted a flag that a friend had designed and proclaimed Liberland.
Is the mainland side of Liberland on the Croatian or Serbian side?
That would be on the west bank of the Danube, which you would say
that's
is Croatian.
The Croatian side. Right. Is that where all the arrests have been happening, is on the mainland, or have the arrests also happened on the island portion?
They have also happened on the island, which is square in the Danube River itself. Now, I heard about the project some three days after, because quite a lot of news outlets decided to report on this.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they did.
I was and am a Swiss resident businessman at that time, and my personal assistant brought it to my attention. And initially, like everybody else, I laughed it off.
Yeah, that was me.
I thought about it for some hours, and I put it to my attorney to actually investigate if this was actually a piece of, because it was rather large piece of Terra Nullius, and they reported back it's kind of serious. And later that evening, we launched our own expedition from Switzerland.
Now, people, one thing that I've heard about Liberland is that this area is sort of a tidal region, that the Danube is going to wash it over, that people are essentially building on swampland or something darn close.
Well, that's not completely untrue. The reason that Liberland at all exists as a piece of unclaimed land is the flow of the Danube. It used to be a lot more curly, but through the last 110 years or so, the Danube has been straightened out to easily facilitate commercial traffic and so forth. And Croatia used to claim everything on the left side of the Danube and Serbia on the right. But since the river was straightened out, this has left a lot of territorial loss for Croatia. And Liberland is what used to be on the Serbian side of the old flow of the Danube. And if Croatia were to claim it, they would lose their claim on all the claims they have on the what used to be the Croatian side of the Danube. So they don't want to claim it. And Serbia, however, wants the new flow of the Danube to be the border. And thus they don't want to claim Liberland either, because then they would acknowledge the old path of the Danube. But that being said, of course, Liberland is a kind of a swampy area. There's a great part of it that is just a few meters above the Danube, and that is generally flooded at least every 10 years, and every 90 years there's what you would call a catastrophic flood in the region that even floods large towns like Osijek, I mean, partly at least up to a meter of water in the streets. And these are things that we will have to deal with, but
that's why they make houses on stilts, Mark.
Absolutely, they can do that. I mean, there are countries. The Netherlands isn't called the Netherlands for nothing.
Almost entirely below sea level, and they're doing just fine.
Really?
Bangladesh has their share of catastrophes, but they still manage to have more than 100 million people there. And then you have Venice, which is actually built on the sea itself. So, I mean, these are problems, yes, but they are certainly problems we can manage.
Now, another thing that I've heard people say is you guys are going about this in about the most sort of legal way that you can do it. You're creating a country, you've got a president, you've got citizens, and you're, you know, petitioning and you know, bailing people out, you've got lawyers and the whole thing. Many people who are in the liberty movement are concerned with this method, right? They're like, well, president, citizens, you know, like all these terms, they've, you know, it puts their hackles up.
You're selling out, Nicholas.
I'm willing to say that this is the only way to go about doing it.
Yeah. Like, it's a fine way. I have no critique at all whatsoever.
I'm not critiquing anything. I just, yeah. I have a question that I'm going to propose around this.
Nicholas, you can stay with us, right, and continue this conversation?
I will.
All right, great. Hang on. as we continue here. Niklas is...
Continue messing up people's names.
...in Switzerland at the moment at the Liberland Settlement Association offices. And I want to know more about the actual settlement process. You know, how's that going? How many citizens are there?
I've got lots of questions.
Yeah, we sure do. And if you've got them, dial on in. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live.
Live.
We are back here. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything that you want to discuss, but that's for later. Right now, if you are calling in, you will need to be on topic. And the topic of the moment is Liberland, the what I consider to be pretty exciting project going on in Europe between Croatia and Serbia, three-square-mile plot of land. Some of it is an island, and we just learned, I just learned tonight, I did not know this, because Mark, you've been saying this was, the whole thing was an island.
Have I?
That's the message I thought I understood.
Well, I had heard that there was an island on this, but I also knew that there was a landed side, too, so maybe like it moved in my mind without me ever thinking that I had stated differently.
So, apparently there's also a mainland to Liberland, which is it's next to, attached to, if you will,
it's
Croatia.
It's a little peninsula.
And so we'll get back into it with Nikolaisen, who is the one of the heads over at the Liberland Settlement Association. And what is the Liberland Settlement Association, you might be asking? We'll talk a little bit more about that here in a moment. Kind of the history of Liberland. It's only existed for a couple of months now at this point, if that. There was a mainstream media explosion when Liberland was initially claimed. And since then, the Croatian government, I believe the Serbian government to a lesser extent, they've been arresting people. The Croatian government has been arresting people who've been attempting to cross into Liberland, and they've done that multiple times now. So we'll continue the discussion here. But have you or someone you know been a victim of electronic pickpocketing? You may be wondering what it is if you haven't been a victim of this yet. Thieves can pass near you with a scanner and read the data on RFID chips that may be in your credit and debit cards. The thief can then use that information to charge your cards or perhaps even compromise your identity. Thanks to ID Stronghold, there's an easy way to prevent electronic pickpocketing from happening to you. ID Stronghold has been making products to block electronic pickpocketing since 2005, and some of their most loyal customers are military personnel that have a high value on personal security. Now, you can also have that same protection in the form of great leather RFID blocking wallets made by ID Stronghold. That's right. All you need to do is switch your wallet for a quality leather wallet from ID Stronghold with built-in protection against electronic pickpocketing. Just visit IDStronghold.com. You can see their huge selection of his and hers wallets. At IDStronghold.com, tell them Ian Freeman sent you. That's IDStronghold.com. As we go back to Niklas, he is with us here via Skype. Sounding great, by the way. The connection is really good. Now, you're actually not in Liberland. That brings me to a technical question, Niklas. What's the internet access like there in Liberland? Can you pick up any cell phone signal while you're there, or is it like a total no man's land as far as technology at this point?
I spend around half my time in Liberland and half my time in our offices in Switzerland, because there is a serious amount of administration that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. In Liberland itself, you can pick up the mobile networks of the Croatian and Serbian teleproviders.
Okay,
and
that's cool.
It's not, unfortunately, too good. It's a problem that can be solved with a repeater station.
Sure.
But we need to build that, and that is a bit hard at the moment when there's this opposition against Liberland going on.
How many arrests have there been so far?
Well, all in including we are approaching 24.
Wow. 24 arrests. That's a lot. And this is only, you know, these arrests have been what, within the last month, basically?
Yeah, basically within the last month.
24 arrests of 24 different people, or have multiple people been arrested more than once?
Well, there has been a case with, I think, two or three dual arrests. Otherwise, it's new people each time. But now the Croatians are threatening that if they, not the Croatians, I should say, the Croatian authorities, because the Croatian people are actually very friendly, but governments not always so.
Mm-hmm.
They're threatening that if they see second time offenders, they will put them away for a long time.
Wow.
I guess we will see about that, because it's certainly not scaring us. We are well aware that in order to get any kind of recognition, we have to put our own neck on the line, and
that's
we intend so.
Have the Serbian government guys arrested anyone yet, or has it just been Croatia?
That would only be the Croatians. The Serbians are actually coming out subversively in favor of the Liberland project. They released a statement a month ago saying that this new country, while they do not consider it very serious, is absolutely not founded on Serbia. And we have the
I'm
Serbian
sorry, you cut out for a moment there. Can you repeat the last...
this new country, though, it's not. They don't consider it very serious.
You know what we're having...
But they said it's not formed on territory in any way belonging to the Republic of Serbia.
Well, they at the very least have said that it's, you know, it's not their problem.
If we see the Serbian police in our base camp in Serbia on a daily basis, and they're very friendly.
So we are having some internet difficulties here on our end, and I apologize about that. I don't think it's your issue at all. I'm pretty sure it's our internet connection. So I'm just going to vamp here with Mark for a little bit while it clears up. Now, so, Mark, you had some questions. I know you're gearing up for a question, I think, for Nicholas when we went to break, so I'm sorry for interrupting that. What was your thrust going to be on that question?
Well, Nicholas had said something about they knew that they had to put their necks on the line, and I think that that's really important here, because there's a lot of people whose necks are not on the line that are asking a lot of hard questions, as hard as they can possibly make the question. So they'll say things like Vit Jedlica is claiming to be the president, and, you know, no good libertarian would ever claim the presidency, and, you know, they're offering citizenship to people who participate. Citizenship is just the new free range serfdom, and they don't like the terminology, the existing terminology, the paradigm of a country to countries today. And I get that. Nations today use terms to claim ownership on people and that sort of thing. And that's a problem, but at the same time, you kind of have to operate within the system as it exists. Unless you want to do something else. Like, the world's out there to try other things. Are they working? I'm not entirely sure that they are. So I'd like to see this project tried in whatever way it is, and I don't mind if they use sort of some of the same terminology. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think it's a problem at all. I mean, that's what people recognize. That's what people out there in the world understand. Many of us as voluntarists may, we get it that that's all a bunch of made-up poppycock, but that's what you got to do to kind of get any chance at being recognized.
That's all countries are, right? Like, what is the United States in 1790 except some made-up poppycock, right? Like, they tried something, and, you know, we can look back at it today. You can call it a victory. You can call it a failure. You can call it whatever you want to call it. But I'm pretty sure that in 1790, the British just called it, or the British Crown just called it a bunch of rebellious colonists.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're still having a bad connection here. Nicholas, stand by if you can. I'm going to see if I can figure this out here. 855 450 free. There's more on the way. You can also bring up anything you want. We'll get back into that here and other stuff to discuss a little bit later. We've got plenty more Free Talk Live on the way. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts. 855 450 free. This is the Live Sunday edition of...
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us toll free and bring up anything you want here in a little bit. But right now, if you've got a question for Niklas Nikolaisen from the Liberland Settlement Association about Liberland and sort of all the things that are going on surrounding that process, you're the most welcome on the phones at the moment at 855-453. We'll get to other folks with other topics coming up here after Niklas. Right now, though, wherever you are in the world, this is an opportunity for you. SpendBitcoins.com. It's for sale. The whole site, not just the URL. This is the entirety of SpendBitcoins.com that is being sold. And this is an
and the auction's just about over.
How much more time do
about
we have?
About 3 hours.
Whoa. All right. What's it up to right now?
$41.50.
It has not gone up in price in 4 days. This could be a heck of a deal for somebody. At least I feel like it is. I mean, this, that seems cheap for a website.
For a business, established business,
yeah.
Among the top 10, as far as I would guess, this is just me guessing, top 10 Bitcoin-type websites that are out there.
Yeah, it's certainly the number one result on Google for people who are searching, where can I spend Bitcoins? And I imagine that's one of the most searched questions when it comes to Bitcoin. So spendbitcoins.com is what comes up when you search for that. Spendbitcoins.com/sale is where you can go. There's a link on that page that will take you to their public auction, and that's where you can place your bids. And if you're the winner, you could sell Bitcoins on the site. You can sell ads, sell premium listings. The world is your oyster with spendbitcoins.com. They list over 10,000 Bitcoin-accepting merchants there on their site. They've had over 3 million page views since inception. Somebody is going to be the new owner of this thing. There have been 65, yep. I think 60-something bids so far at this point. Maybe it's going to be a bidding war at the last moment, or maybe you can come in there and bid $5,000 and take it away. I don't know. And I guess we'll find out here by right around the end of the show here tonight or shortly thereafter.
We will.
So spendbitcoins.com/sale. Go there. Now, if you're listening on podcast, you're too late on this one. So you got to be listening live tonight to take advantage of
this. There are advantages to listening live.
Yeah, here on the Live Sunday edition. So we're going to continue here. We've got Nikolaisen with us from the Liberland Settlement Association, and we had terrible internet issues just a few moments ago. Luckily, he's still there, and I think we can actually hear you now. Nicholas, are you with us?
I'm with you, certainly.
Excellent. And we can hear you. So, Mark, you had asked a question regarding, the idea of why libertarians would be going and forming their own government with a president, etc., and sort of a devil's advocate question. Me and Mark and I are both on board with what you guys are doing there.
There's a lot of statist-sounding aspects to Liberland.
Definitely, we admit it. But the Liberland Project in that respect is not that different from the Free State Project in that we range from minarchists on one wing to complete voluntarists on the other. And I would rather be in the other wing of the voluntarist side of things. But we are dealing with an issue here where we actually need the recognition of the other national states in Europe. And it's very hard to present to them something that they are completely unfamiliar with, which would be a voluntarist society. So we have to kind of adapt our organization into an acceptable framework that we actually, in their eyes, appear as another body state. And for that reason, we have structured a government. And then there's also a four-point list of things that you have to achieve in order to be recognized as a state. And one of them is... one of them is to be able to engage in international relations. And for that, you need kind of a work group of people who dedicate themselves to that task. And, I mean, that is finding the minimum set of treaties that you have to agree to, being able to pick up the phone when Germany calls, and so forth. And we call that a government. And we simply do that very specifically so that other states can identify with us and say, okay, they've got it under control, we can recognize that, and so forth. That being said, if you take a look at our crowdsourced constitution, which is available on GitHub, you'll see that it's kind of a very, very different state. For example...
Hold on, is this the first constitution that's been crowdsourced?
I haven't actually checked up on that.
I bet it is. I mean, like, let's talk about all these places call themselves democracies, which is, that's fine, but it means, like, rule by the people. How many of them have actually had, the people write their constitution?
Well, I guess you could say that the early delegates that went to the American Constitutional Assembly, they were elected by their local communities, but it was still... representatives. This is actual direct democracy, and it's directly made by the people. But in that, you will find that taxation is in the constitution made illegal. And from that standpoint, you can see that the government is actually dependent on voluntary contributions, and thus it's not a government in the sense that. That libertarians normally would object to some kind of a super entity that has special rights and can go in and make its own money and force everybody else to pay. And we deliberately do so because we never want such a government. But yes, there is a government, and yes, it's an elected government, and it's simply to get recognition we have it.
Now, the devil's in the details on something like this. I hope you have an action plan to go from base camp in Croatia, right?
Serbia.
Serbia's base camp?
Yes.
Okay. So base camp in Serbia, international offices in Switzerland, and essentially not much of anything in the country itself to operating country. What are the steps in between? How do we go from, there's basically nothing there, as I understand it. You're just essentially building this country out of nothing. You're going to have things like structures and infrastructure. And, then you're going to have to go through the processes of dealing with, obviously, people willing to put you in jail. In some cases, they've threatened a very long time just for walking onto this piece of land that doesn't belong to them. So what are the steps?
Well, we we initially thought that this would be somewhat easier, maybe naively so. So we sent down all the supplies and material needed to create a permanent settlement, because this is one of the other points on the list that you need for international recognition. You need a population, you need a permanent settlement, you need a piece of territory that is unclaimed, or at least only claimed by you, and then you need the ability to engage in international relations. We sent down all the equipment already for a permanent settlement, but we have just erected it on the Serbian side. It's the so-called base camp, because if we ferry over expensive generators and tents and Wi-Fi repeaters and so forth to Liberty Island, it will quite frankly just be seized by the Croatian authorities, and that would of course be a large loss. Of course, we do have very exact plans for what we are going to do when we reach a settlement with the Croatian authorities. And step one is that along the Danube River, you would see a lot of old containers, and these can be skillfully converted into prefabricated homes and structures and offices. And that is what we're going to do. And we have an English supplier of geodomes that can also be erected rather fast. And we have a plan for flood prevention, and we have a plan for basic electricity, step one, two, three, first based on generators, and so later on replaced with solar power, in combination with, of course, trade agreements with the Serbians and the Croatians, where they supply power as well. We have a lot of plans, but they are all for the future. Right now, we need to win the recognition that actually lets us live in our own country without being imprisoned abroad.
So, is there any structure at all in Liverland on the island or the mainland? Anything at all, even a tent or what?
We continuously disregard the quote-unquote hostile blockade of our country.
Oh. Stand by. We'll come back with more. Nicholas, can you stay with us for one more segment?
Of course I can.
All right, great.
This is fascinating. We really haven't seen in our lifetimes a country created out of nothing. Yes, some of them have split and all these sorts of things. But they had buildings and they already had bureaucrats and politicians and stuff. And they just changed places and name tags.
855, 453, this is Free Talk Live.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free to bring up anything you want. Coming up at least in hour number two, we'll return to that mode of the program. Right now, though, if you call in, you need to have a question for Nicholas Nikolaisen from the Liberland Settlement Association. He is with us for just a few more moments to talk about the exciting concept known as Liberland. What's going on out there? I mean, we've had some press releases from the LSA that we've read here on the air, but this is the first time we've actually spoken to somebody who is there, who has been there, who has at some point put some boots on the ground in Liberland. And, Nicholas, you did say that you've spent time in Liberland, correct? That you're not just going to Serbia. You yourself have actually gone on to the plot of land known as Liberland.
Yeah, I think with one or two other persons, I'm the only guy that's actually been there three times.
Without being arrested, or are you one of the 24 who has been arrested?
Well, at one point I was detained for a couple of hours by the Croatian police, but it was back in the days where they were more gentle.
So back in the days,
let go.
Like 6 weeks ago, you mean?
Yeah, in April and the first week of May, they were a lot more lenient. They were, I guess, still hoping that the whole Liberland movement would go away, but obviously we didn't.
Yeah, now they're starting to crack down. So the question I'd asked before the break a moment ago was, what's the status of construction in Liberland? Obviously, it's difficult to spend any amount of time there without the Croatian government coming in and arresting people. But, you know, is there a tent that's been popped up there? What's the status?
Well, initially we had a small base camp on Liberty Island itself, which has since been destroyed by the, let's call them the opposition.
Oh, wow.
What we have now is that we continuously challenge the we are on firm legal ground here, so but we get nothing on, of course, unless we press our claim.
Right.
So we are challenging the opposition with small scouting teams that are going in and actually spending the night in Liberland itself, and that would be in small tents, yes, and also setting up various equipment we need. for future missions. So we are continuously in Liberland, and continuously it's a cat and mouse game with the opposition that are seeking to root us out, but unsuccessfully so. And they have now deployed, I would say, 75% of the entire border police force in this very small area on the border, and they're not really getting anywhere in terms of keeping us out, and rightly so, because it's our country.
So now the claims that I've been reading on these arrests, and by the way, you guys did put out a video on your most recent press release, which I am going to link to over on our Facebook and Twitter, of the most recent arrest. Somebody on another side of, whatever the island, is videotaping four people being arrested, the most recent four. With all these arrests that have been going on, they've been claiming that the reason they've been arresting people is because they've crossed the border illegally, meaning that they did not cross from Croatia into Liberland at some legal border checkpoint, which, of course, there are none. I don't know how far away the most legal, the only checkpoint is, but it's not right there. And so people have just been crossing, illegally, and that's what they've been going after, or allegedly illegally. But I guess my question is, if you enter from Serbia, if you enter Liberland from the Serbian side, then are they still arresting, are the Croatian government guys still arresting the people who've come from Serbia?
And the answer to that question is yes. Mm. And interestingly enough, our people are being abducted and held in prison under the charge of illegally exiting Croatia, even when they come from the Serbian side.
That's crazy.
When our lawyer pressed that this is nonsense, they have to decide either they punish people when they leave from Croatia, or they punish people when they leave from Serbia. They can't do both, and especially not under the same charges. We are just told, well, a higher court has to decide. We don't really know. This is what we've been told to do. And, yeah, I guess, the rule of law has always been kind of shaky in the big national states, but this is reaching a level of absurdity from our point of view.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned 24 arrests. Have any of those 24 cases, have the charges been dropped, or are all of them still pending in whatever court would first handle those?
Well, judgment has been passed, which is you have done something wrong, and thus we want to charge a lot of money from you.
Mm.
But we are, of course, appealing and reappealing. However, the Croatian authorities charge you up front for the fines, and we're paying those because
Wow.
we want citizens out of jail.
But, what kind of fines are we talking about here?
Well, for the most recent arrest, it was for four persons, a total of €1,200 or $1,500.
Wow. Per person. Okay.
No, in total.
Oh, in total. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, that's could be worse, I suppose. But and then if you win the court case, will you get the fines back, or are those lost forever?
Well, we assume that the end of this story will be some kind of negotiated settlement with Croatia where this will be a topic discussed. What about all the money you extracted from us?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we can reach some kind of an agreement where this is counted against economic compensation for, local fishermen and whoever used to fish in the area of Liberland or hunt in the area of Liberland. And for your other question, Liberland is totally uninhabited.
Right.
At this point, there's nothing but around a million deers and wild pigs. And there is one structure dating back from the 80s, which has been abandoned for 20 years or so inside mainland Liberland, a house.
Oh, wow.
That's about it.
So when you guys first hit the mainstream media a couple months ago, and it was a huge splash, it got press coverage all around the world, the idea of Liberland, and there was a major influx of attention on the Facebook page and the Liberland website, which is, I believe, liberland.org. And there were a lot of people who applied for citizenship. I remember just like a day after the announcement, it was 30,000, and then I had heard later that it was 300,000 applicants.
Yeah, it's approaching half a million by now.
Half a million applicants for citizenship. How many people, because you have approved some of them, so some people are already Liberland citizens. How many are approved at this point?
Well, it's approaching 140.
Wow. Okay. And basically, people are being selected because they're serious about this. What are the kind of the criteria that you're using, basically, to determine whether or not somebody meets, you know, the qualifications?
Well, you have to actively support Liberland. In the case of most people, that means traveling on site to the base camp and spending at least a few weeks helping the project move ahead. And in other cases, this means financial contributions.
Got it. Now, that was another question I had about the base camp is on the Serbian side. That's you know, it's not in Liberland. It's on in Serbia. And you pointed out because if you set up all that equipment in Liberland, the Croatian goons would come and steal it. So you guys are you guys have this set up, and apparently you've been throwing Liberland parties there. I don't know if it's every weekend, but it seems like there have been a few of them so far. How many people are attending those get-togethers?
Well, it varies, of course, but I guess at the party every Saturday you'd have at the most seen around 130 or 140 people.
That's pretty impressive, I gotta say. That's a lot of people, and they're coming from what, all over Europe for the most part?
Well, all over the world, but but there's very very strong contingents from the Czech Republic. From Denmark, from Switzerland, but it's everywhere. One of our key movers in the LSA base camp is from Brazil.
Wow. Well, how many people are at the base camp right now? It's not party time. It's, you know, the weekend's wrapping up. At any given moment, if somebody were to show up at this base camp, would there be people there?
Yes, there would. I'd say that in the LSA we have a permanent staff that manages the base camp and that also plans missions on the ground. That's around 8 people, and we have another 12 or 14 LSA people present there at the moment. So on a regular day, you would see maybe 25 people in the base camp. And that doesn't sound like much, but we are talking about a pretty difficult place to reach. And the number used to be more in the area of 5 people, and now we're 25. And I hope to see at the end of the month that we have a permanent population in the base camp on the right side of 100.
It's very exciting, Nicholas. I want to thank you for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight.
Great.
Please keep us in the loop. I mean, we're hearing things on Facebook, and we're kind of hearing about things as they come across. But you're always welcome to reach out to us and, you know, give us an update on what's going on out there. It's one of the most exciting projects for freedom in the world right now.
Ever.
And thank you for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. What's the Liberland Settlement Association website? Where should people go to learn more about that?
Well, the most efficient place would be our Facebook group. And thanks for letting me on.
It's been a pleasure, and we'll look forward to talking to you again. Thank you, Nicholas. We'll come back with more here, and this is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
The Atlas Society's Atlas Summit is just around the corner, June 18th through the 21st, right before Porkfest in Nashua, New Hampshire. Connect, grow, have fun with longtime objectivists and people just learning Ayn Rand's philosophy. There are discounts for students, locals, and one-day rates at atlassociety.org. The event is jam-packed with speakers. Come and be a part of the most important objectivist event of the year, the Atlas Summit, June 18th through the 21st, Nashua, New Hampshire, atlassociety.org. 20% off with coupon code FTL, atlassociety.org.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.